Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Hello again, everyone. We are still waiting to see what the Obama administration is actually going to do with the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial and those of other 9/11 suspects. The talk late last week may have been somewhat premature, saying it's going to be moved. Here is White House spokesman Robert Gibbs hedging on CNN's State of the Union yesterday.
We understand their logistical concerns and their security concerns that are involved. We have been discussing that with them. As you know, they're originally supportive of this. We want to see this man tried and brought to justice in the place in which the crime was committed.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs still wants to see Khalid Sheikh Mohammed brought to justice in the place where the crime was committed, which, of course, is here. We will hear another clip soon of Gibbs being very provocative on CNN about another aspect of that trial. And it is certainly understandable for Lower Manhattan, having suffered the attack itself on September 11, 2001, to be reluctant about this trial. And we will take phone calls during this conversation that we're about to launch, particularly for people from Lower Manhattan. If you feel directly affected by the decision, we want to give your voice public air right now at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We will talk to the chair, Julie Menon, of Community Board 1 in Lower Manhattan. We will talk to the mayor of Newburgh in a minute, who says, hey, I'll take it. You have federal funding for me. I'll take this trial up here. You know, it's okay. We have Stewart Air Force Base. So we'll talk to Mayor Valentine in a minute. But other people are all over the map on this. And I thought it would be worth lingering before we bring in WNYC's Bob Henley as well, who's been reporting meticulously on this whole story, to just give you a sampling of where people are on this issue, because it's not as simple as yes or no. Republicans don't want a civilian trial at all. They want military commissions. Senator Dianne Feinstein, head of the Intelligence Committee, says trials in Lower Manhattan would be a terrorism risk for our area. So her concern is terrorism. I believe we will hear from Julie Menon and Community Board 1 that terrorism is actually not their main concern, and that they certainly do support civilian trials. Rather, it's the total disruption of life and business in the plan that Police Commissioner Kelly outlined as necessary to protect everyone, as in years of checkpoints and snipers on local roofs. Other people are concerned about the massive cost to the city. It's a money thing for some at a time of hurting budgets. And Mayor Bloomberg was for it at first, with pride in bringing the alleged terrorists to justice at the scene of the crime. Now he's against it. The mayor of Newburgh, as we said, says, hey, over here, give it to me. But Senator Schumer says no, nowhere in New York State. And the New York Post even reported over the weekend that Guantanamo is once again under consideration for this trial. Okay, deep breath. Let's try to sort this out. Hello, WNYC's Bob Henley.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Where do we start?
I think you have to go back to the fact that the way this was rolled out with Attorney General Eric Holder may have set the stage for the problem, in that, by all reports, a few hours before he announced the decision, he called Mayor Bloomberg and Governor Patterson, and at that point, it was already out in the media. So it put them in a rather potentially unpatriotic place to say, and they hadn't even been able to do a workup of the cost involved. And so what is just stunning to me is that here is an administration that came to power through a campaign that was what? Meticulously attentive to granular detail about local conditions and did great advance work. I saw that around the country. In this case, they're more ex cathedra, if you will. They say, it shall be so. If Holder had called Ray Kelly proactively a month before rolling this out, even 3 or 4 days, and said, get the best of your bean counters out there. Let's work through the numbers here. What would it cost? They could have come forward with the united front. The problem here is that the cost only came out after the city was advised. And it wasn't that Ray Kelly was opposed. He just fulfilled his obligation to cost it out.
And
that's
when it got rolled. We had Kelly's deputy commissioner, Paul Brown, on the show right at that time. I should have pulled this clip because, as I recall it, he said he wasn't worried about the money, that the federal government generally covers federal trials that are held in localities. So whatever the cost was in dollar terms was going to be covered by Washington. Did that become fuzzy?
What happened was they actually put a number on it, which was $200 million annually for 1 year, and no federal trial of this scale takes only 1 year. And then what happened
was... The trial's going to be more than a year?
Well, you've got to figure there's a number of suspects involved. And then also what happened, while we have Community Board 1 and Julie Menin doing the idea of coming up with Governor's Island as an alternative, to still keep the concept of a civilian trial under federal jurisdiction, but off of the lower Manhattan congested area, at the same time in a parallel universe called the real estate industry that rules everything that happens in Manhattan particularly, we had a growing disquiet because Ray Kelly, Commissioner Kelly, at a Police Foundation event, just showed them what he had in mind. This is what a civic leader does. This is what we're talking about doing. And the real estate interests saw what the implications were in a difficult real estate market and thousands of officers in checkpoints and basically constricting the Chinatown-Lower Manhattan interface would have profound implications. If we think that the Freedom Tower is taking a long time now, do you know what it would take to get a concrete truck into Lower Manhattan if this thing was... So that's the kind of thing that came into focus after Holder had laid it out there, and that's not good advance work.
Let's bring in the mayor of Newburgh, Nicholas Valentine. Mayor Valentine, thank you so much for coming on WNYC with us. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. Good morning. Boy, that's an awful lot to follow. I'm just a part-time mayor of a poor city on the Hudson River. I feel like I'm in the wrong room.
Mayor, what else do you do if that's a part-time job?
I'm a tailor.
No kidding.
I own a tailor shop in Newburgh. I have for the last 40 years. Being mayor is totally part-time, although it hasn't been for the last 5 days, but it's part-time, pays a grand salary of $9,000 a year.
Can I ask you, how's your tailor business? Because one of the counter-cyclicals that I think I've seen during the recession is that people aren't throwing out their old clothes anymore. And I know one tailor, for example, who told me that his business is actually better in the last year.
My business also is. And I've gone through a couple of recessions going back, as they say, in the 70s, where, you know, interest rates were real high and you had gas lines. They were lined up in my store saying, let me get another year out of my suit. I put on a couple of pounds. I lost a couple of pounds. In downturn economies, a tailor shop does do well because even when people buy something, they may buy it on sale. It doesn't come with any alterations, but they'll buy a new suit and say, can you fix it for me? And, you know, how much will it cost? I only have really this much to work with. So I can adapt quite a bit on this because I own my own business and it's a small store. So I've been through it before, but you're right. It does help us.
So after all you've heard here in the last few minutes and everywhere in the last 5 days, do you still want the trial from Newburgh?
Well, you know, I'm going to say yes, because the reason I'm going to say yes is this trial is going to end up somewhere, and although in my heart I did believe that it should have been a tribunal and not, you know, a public trial, but the powers that be on the federal level from the president on down believes that it should be a public trial held in a municipal setting. So that means that somewhere within the United States this trial is going to take place. I don't know what my shots are at this. I will tell you the way it started is they started looking at the Hudson Valley when New York City was ruled out. And the places that they looked at, which were Stewart Airport, which I thought was bad, West Point, which I thought was the worst thing, that's our military educational facility. But then the question was asked of me, Mayor, would you consider it? You have a city, you know, you're along the Hudson, and where my business is, I literally look out across the street at a brand new state-of-the-art courthouse that we built to the tune of $22 million, and we owe $22 million on it. We're not a rich city. We're a poor city. We have many, many fiscal problems. If there was an economic turn to this, if there was a benefit package from the federal government that said we'll help your city out during this time, and at the end of it, Newburgh benefits in so many different ways, I would be willing to kind of like put my city in that mix and then sit down with the powers that be and decide, you know, how the funding would arrive. And,
it's economics, and you would have to have that negotiation first, I gather.
Oh, absolutely. I spoke to my police chief, and he said to me, Mayor, look, the only way we could do this is if we knew up front everything was going to be paid for. We have a police force of 110 officers. They're stretched to the limit. I would have to know that the federal government's going to put the resources first, not one of these where, you know, you pay first and then they send you a check. It would have to be done in that way.
Let me jump in. Bob Henley has a question.
Yes, Mayor, we had spoken earlier before.
Yes,
thanks for joining
Bob.
Us. I wanted to ask you, would it be your hope that you could use the synergy of having the Otisville Correction Facility, which is nearby?
Absolutely. I mean, there again, the transportation between these two locations is about 20, 25 miles on fairly rural roads. You don't have the infrastructure that you have in lower Manhattan, which, again, I also thought was a really bad choice for a number of reasons. Obviously, next to Ground Zero does not make sense to me. And secondly, the density for terrorism is in New York City. It's a multiplier thousands times different than what Newburgh is. Subways, buses, high-rises. Newburgh is 4 square miles, a main Broadway street that is so wide that even if you cordoned off part of it and moved traffic around for whatever time the trial happened, we could adapt to that. Again, I don't know what's going to happen, but I've heard in the last day or so that the government's about ready to make a decision. I have not been contacted. I will tell you that. I have gotten no official word from any government agency.
Tell me one other thing, and we have to move on in a minute. But Mayor Valentine of Newburgh, have you spoken to Senator Schumer, who says nowhere in New York State?
I have not had a one-on-one with the senator's office yet. I put an outreach to my congressman first this morning, but I have not heard back from anybody on
the official basis. Is that Hinchey, Congressman Hinchey?
Yes, and I have not heard back officially from him yet, one way or the other. I'm looking for some direction. I mean, if my congressman says to me, you're doing the right thing, keep it up, I will redouble my efforts. But if my congressman says to me, you're way off the mark, this is going to be take a totally different tack, I will do that. I have to tell you, my position as a mayor, it's very, very small in comparison to the power that these guys have. I'm willing to listen to whatever advice I get. What I will say is I'm getting overwhelming support from citizens,
from
residents, from business people that I am getting.
Mayor Nicholas Valentine from Newburgh, New York, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Brian Lehrer with Bob Henley, who's been covering the debate over moving the trials out of Lower Manhattan. From our comments page, Matthew from Brooklyn, aren't we supposed to be finding ways to cut costs in the economy? New York is the most expensive place in the U.S. that this trial could possibly be held. RCT from NYC, as he posts, or her. It's a she. My husband is a general contractor who had two apartment renovations in progress downtown on September 11th. One on Reed Street, 4 blocks from the WTC. Every business and project in the downtown area receives daily truck deliveries. Subcontractors arrive with their tools in trucks and vans. While we were initially in favor of holding the terrorist trials in New York, what we've heard from Community Board 1, the police commissioner, and Mayor Bloomberg has led us to suspect that heightened security would paralyze the downtown district. Are all these trucks to be searched every day? So there's another question raised by a Lower Manhattan listener. And let's take George calling from Lower Manhattan. George, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I live in Lower Manhattan, and I was one of the World Trade Center survivors. I actually went through it. My feeling is that this is an insurgent activity that was carried on by foreign insurgents. These people do not deserve the protection of our judicial system. I don't know why the president feels that they do. They conducted an activity they agree to. They agree that they did it. So there's not a matter of establishing guilt. Guilt is already established. They've basically confessed to it.
How about this? Let me read you a comment on our comments page from someone posting as George from downtown. So shares your location and your name. And he says, I was here on 9/11 and look at Ground Zero every day since. I want to see the trials and justice served in this neighborhood. And I don't want a Republican from the Midwest telling me what to do in my hometown for political purposes. New Yorkers aren't scared. We've been through a lot worse than a trial.
Well, that's, you know, a very interesting point. You know, he wants to see justice done. And I could certainly understand that he wants justice done. I think that he's speaking about Mayor Bloomberg or, you know, a Republican. I think that justice can be done just as easily outside of New York as it can be done here. It's a national crime. It was not just a local crime. It was a crime against the United States. It was not a crime particularly against New York City or even downtown Manhattan.
And in fact, we have a listener, Kevin in Brooklyn, who posted on our page saying, September 11th also changed Shanksville, Pennsylvania forever. Why not have it there? So you're kind of in agreement with him, making your larger point, as I understand. George, I'm going to move on. Thank you very much.
Okay, there's one other thing I wanted to bring up, however, that we have not looked at. We have a Muslim community. We have a group of Muslims not only here in the United States but throughout the world. And they feel a terrible injustice to them as well, mainly because they have been singled out because of the activity of a very few people. And for this activity to be fostered here in New York, what happens is that the Muslim community then is retargeted. And we've neglected that. It's not a matter of just causing inconvenience and cost to the lower Manhattan area. It's also causing tremendous amounts of retaliatory activity.
You mean because there's a significant Muslim population in New York City, that's a reason to keep it out, to avoid that kind of backlash?
Well, I would think that the backlash towards the Muslim community here was excessive right after the World Trade Center incident. It was excessive. I mean, you know, people were targeted. There was a lot of activity towards Muslims that was totally, you know.
Yeah, even Muslim law enforcement officers made that comment to me that they were serving the NYPD and protecting the city and getting exactly what you described.
George, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. Here's another clip of White House spokesman Robert Gibbs yesterday on CNN, maybe sounding like a little bit like George Bush circa 9/12.
Well, let me tell you what plan A is for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is going to meet justice, and he's going to meet his maker.
In a federal courtroom or in a military commission?
He will be brought to justice, and he is likely to be executed for the heinous crimes that he committed in killing and masterminding the killing of 3,000 Americans.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs on CNN yesterday. Bob Henley, had a strong reaction to that,
didn't
you?
Yeah, if I'm a defense counsel, that is my opening exhibit to the judge to try to, basically put pressure on the fact that, is this really due process? If it is a foregone conclusion, in fact, before I came in, I checked Al Jazeera, and indeed, these rather intemperate comments from the press secretary, no less a higher personage than the press secretary, is going to be used all around the world, is already being used around the world in the Arab street, to basically make it look like the fix is in. And so the concept of having due process, whatever the Obama administration thought that it was doing in terms of winning global opinion about a kind of open process where you're presumed innocent until you go through a process that's a due process, was thrown out the window. What's happening here is we're seeing the talking points of Republican Senator Scott Brown in Massachusetts hatched through the mouth of the White House and a lot of Democrats who are worried about 2010. One of the things that apparently tested very well for Brown was something he used on the stump, which was the line, taxpayer money for weapons to defend against terrorists, no money to defend them. And that apparently had more traction than health care.
And we do now have Julie Menon, chair of Community Board 1 in Lower Manhattan, now and forevermore the community board that roared.
Thank you. We heard the David against the Goliath here, Brian. It was quite a Herculean battle, and it looks like we have emerged victorious. Of course, there's not final confirmation from the White House. As Bob correctly pointed out, some of the statements from the White House on the Sunday shows were a little bit alarming in that they weren't as strong as I would have liked to see them. But I feel we have a big victory here, and we're very gratified since we did speak out early on that this trial absolutely should not occur, not only in Lower Manhattan, but in the city of New York.
And Julia, we just have a couple of minutes. I know you had to do a television spot before coming here. Just try to explain to our listeners and unpack what your concerns are and what your concerns aren't. Are you afraid of a terrorist attack, or is it just the money or the traffic What really got Community Board 1 so riled?
To me, the game changer was when the NYPD released cost estimates showing it's going to cost $200 million a year to secure the Lower Manhattan Courthouse and that there would be 2,000 checkpoints. To me, as a former regulatory attorney, it's res ipsa loquitur. The thing speaks for itself. That means that the site in and of itself is probably not safe and that the trial should be moved. So it's one, the safety, of course, of residents and workers in the area. It's two, the fact that it would shut down the whole neighborhood. It would probably mean that the financial district, our financial capital of our country, could be at risk. We've got to remember this is the only neighborhood that's been attacked twice. For so many different reasons, it made sense to move these trials. And what we tried to do at Community Board 1 is not adopt a NIMBYS, not in my backyard, attitude. Instead, we offered solutions. First, Governor's Island, then the mayor didn't like that, so I recalibrated and then offered the three military installations in the Southern District. So Stewart, the Federal Bureau of Prisons in Otisville, and West Point, because I think we should have a federal court trial on a military installation.
But now we have Senator Schumer saying nowhere in New York State.
Well, yes, I have heard the senator's comments, and I think the administration is hopefully going to look at all of the various options. The administration's in a very tricky legal predicament. Half the country wants a military tribunal. Half wants a federal court system. I think it absolutely has to be a federal court system. These military tribunals have no proven track record of success whatsoever. So why on earth would we take the risk and do it in a military tribunal, not to mention the fact that we really need to uphold the rule of law here?
Are you concerned, Julie, though, that what's happened here in the compression of the modern-day media, where unlike Brian Lehr, we have 25 or 30 minutes, that what you guys have spoken up about is being compressed and being used by those folks in Congress and Republicans to basically say it should stay in Guantanamo? Doesn't that concern you?
Of course, it absolutely concerns me, and that's why I'm going to continue to speak up to insist that this be a federal court trial. I mean, the suggestions that we proposed at Community Board 1 were all locations where we thought a federal court judge could preside over. To say that this should go to Guantanamo is a huge mistake. I'm going to keep speaking up against this. And I hope that Congress will not adopt what Peter King is putting forward in terms of trying to restrict funding for a civilian trial for terrorists. We've got to remember that hundreds of terrorists were successfully prosecuted in the Bush administration. Why were Republicans not up in arms about that? They're basically using this for political purposes here, and we can't really play politics when we're talking about justice for the 9/11 family members and the country as a whole.
In 30 seconds, Julie, were you, like Mayor Bloomberg, for it before you were against it?
Well, back in November, I wrote a piece on Huffington Post indicating that I absolutely believe we should have federal court trial, and I thought Lower Manhattan would be a fitting location. However, when the NYPD issued these cost estimates, that to me was the game changer, and then I vociferously started arguing that we should move the trial, and I'm gratified that now our elected officials have come on board to support that.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, Brian.
And we'll talk about other things. Bob Henley, just give me the 30
seconds. Where it goes from here?
Just where it goes from here and unpack the Schumer position.
Right.
Why is he coming in as Senator Bigfoot and saying no, nowhere in New York State?
Well, I think they're all trying to get ahead of the curve here. I mean, we still don't have any Republican opponents in the Senate race that have really come forward for Gillibrand or for Schumer. And so this does create an excellent opportunity for someone to step in there because of this merger of the populism, the momentum coming out of Massachusetts. Where the story goes from here is apparently, according to The Hill, they're reporting this morning that there's a $200 million appropriation in the president's proposed budget to provide for the security that Mayor Bloomberg asked for. And so we're going to see actually Congress is now, you may remember back in November, Senator Graham, Republican South Carolina, tried to introduce a bill that would prevent the spending of federal money for a civilian trial here in the United States. It was defeated by 54-45. Today, reading the tea leaves, I think he would carry the day with that vote. So the ground is shifting under the White House as we speak.
WNYC's Bob Henley, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And listeners, you can keep the conversation going on this. So many people with strong feelings on various sides at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Coming up in a minute, we'll hear a theory that inequality is more damaging to the happiness of a society than the amount of poverty. And then we'll have legal advice for Haitians who need immigration advice right now. We will have a lawyer, and Haitians listening, Haitian New Yorkers, Haitian New Jerseyans, anyone else, we will take phone calls regarding Haitian immigration after the earthquake coming up in about 10 minutes. Brian Lehr on WNYC.